In just about 3 weeks, the new Star Wars movie will dwarf everything you know and love. But before that happens, try to guess the biggest entertainment release so far this year. Adele's latest album sold over 3 million copies in the US in barely a week, best first week sales of any album ever. Meh. Jurassic World, that plucky little movie, could only manage $652 million at the box office. So the answer? The biggest entertainment release this year is a video game, Fallout 4. Set in post-apocalyptic Massachusetts, it made $750 million in just 24 hours. If you haven't played it, Chris Sewellentrop and J.J. Sutherland of the podcast Shall We Play a Game can tell you about it.
So the worst thing about Jamaica Plain is the ghouls.
Sure, Faneuil Hall is full of super mutants.
Human, let's play!
They never just want to talk.
There are killer robots hunting through the ruins of Cambridge.
Now I understand. You are hiding because you fear death.
And there is something unspeakable in Salem.
But the Jamaica Plain ghouls are the ones that freak me out. Corpses animated by the radiation from the day the bombs fell in 2077. Fallout 4 is set in the year 2287. It's the latest.
The fifth game, actually, because video game sequels have trouble with counting, in a series about America in a blasted post-nuclear wasteland.
There is a tightly scripted narrative, but for most Fallout players, the game is less a story to witness than a place to visit, like the real Boston. But there are conflicts and love and betrayal.
The Brotherhood is here to prevent a war by starting one of our own.
Or you could ignore all that and spend most of your time building houses and planting crops. You begin the game after being frozen for 200 years. Your wife has been killed and your infant son kidnapped.
Or maybe your husband has been killed. I played as a woman and felt like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill, tracking down the people who had stolen my child.
So how long did it take you, Chris?
About 35 hours. The first 7 or 8 hours can be overwhelming. The game doesn't do much to explain itself. Games don't come with instruction manuals anymore, so instead you do a lot of Googling and you get confused or stuck. But once I reached Fenway Park, I was hooked.
What I love about this game, and I'm about 60 hours in at this point, is that even though your personal quest does end, the world moves on. This is a game you can play for hundreds of hours. It costs $60, but it's like getting all 6 seasons of The Sopranos at once.
And that allows for many Boston stories to be told. Hunting down a Whitey Bulger type who has remained alive and in hiding for 200 years.
Following the Freedom Trail.
Welcome, Patriot, to Boston Common, the start of the Freedom Trail.
Fighting with laser muskets on Lexington Green.
Mr. Navigator, light the engines. Credit, savings, and loan, we shall be moored no longer. Be on our way!
Or helping a crew of mad robots take the USS Constitution on its final journey towards the sea.
2 points to starboard.
Or just visiting Bunker Hill, or trying to romance a singer in a bar, or finding out whether anything lurks at the bottom of Boston Harbor.
You should play this game. It's a hard game. You'll die a lot. But you'll spend the next few weeks or months of your life in the Commonwealth.
J.J. Sutherland and Chris Sewellentrop are the co-hosts of the podcast Shall We Play a Game?